Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show 2020. We're going to jump right in because, as I always say, you never know who's going to sit down with you here at the Armed American Radio booth in these Crossbreed Holster studios. Sitting across from me, Congressman Richard Hudson, 8th District in North Carolina. Thank you for being here and being an attending SHOT Show.
Well, it's great to be here. And, you know, thanking me for coming to SHOT Show is like thanking my 4-year-old son for going to Disneyland. You know,
it is
necessary.
Isn't it fun? Have you had a chance? Well, of course, it opened up yesterday. We're airing on Sunday. Have you seen? You can't get to everything.
Well, I try. It's so much fun to see all the new gear and obviously stopping by and a lot of the firearm companies I care about. And I've got I keep a wish list on my iPhone in my notes section of the firearms I want.
Can you tell us what's on the wish list?
Well, this new Python from Colt. It's pretty exciting.
I ordered one.
Did you?
It's coming into my dealer. I don't know if I'm going to get
length barrels
stainless 4-inch.
Yeah. I think that, to me, it was better balanced than the 6-inch.
If you look back... See, I'm going to have to... how much time do you have? We could go on and on. Yeah. I want to talk... We'll cover so much ground with you. I get the stainless. I don't know if the Royal Blue is out yet. Have you heard?
I haven't seen it. No,
okay,
I've only seen stainless.
Well, if the stainless looks beautiful. And I'll tell you, the price point it's at now sure beats the older ones coming in at $3,000 and $4,000.
No question.
As you can see behind me here, GunBroker.com sponsors my daytime show, my weekday program. And they're out there on GunBroker all the time. And you're looking at $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. The empty box is $300 for the Pythons.
Right.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's get into the meat of some things. What the heck is going on in Washington, man?
Well, those people don't think like us. It's an absolute clown show up there right now. And, you know, but for me, someone who ran for Congress to get things done, it's so frustrating.
I can't even imagine.
But what I, you know, the way I've always operated, I continue to operate, is what are the things that are important to my district? What are the things that are important to the country? That's what I'm going to stay focused on and just ignore the circus. And so, you know, we actually...
Can you, though? Can you ignore it?
We can. We actually got a lot of work done in December. We in 2 weeks, we got a year's worth of work done in Congress where, you know, we got a major trade deal. We got funding for the military. A lot of initiatives that are really important. I got a major change to the Ferris Doctrine that allows our men and women in uniform, if they're victims of medical malpractice, it's not combat-related, gives them the ability to get some recourse. So we were very successful in that little two-week window in December when we were finally able to get a few
little
things done.
Little eeny-beeny-teeny-weeny two-week window there. Did you ever think you'd see a day in Washington, D.C., where Nancy Pelosi is actually trying to move her party farther to the right?
It's incredible. Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi are moderates in the Democrat
caucus.
Isn't
that crazy? You know, I talked to you before we went on air, and I told you that I had Ted Budd, your colleague from North Carolina, in the 13th. I used to live in Greensboro in his district years ago. So I know the area well. And, of course, John Curtis, who took Jason's seat out in Utah 3rd. And these guys, like you, are staunch supporters of the Second Amendment. And like you, we're just utterly shocked. I mean, to look at two sitting congressmen, now three, who are telling me, can you believe it? What caused this paradigm shift?
Well, elections have consequences. And, you know, this last two elections, Republicans in some areas, you know, were either asleep at the switch or we let them take them away from us. You know, you look at what happened in California where they have this new ballot harvesting. You know, it's illegal
it's
in North Carolina to go around and collect ballots. But in California, that's the new rules of the game. And frankly, Republicans weren't prepared. We didn't ballot harvest like we should have. We've got to play by the rules. And you know, elections have consequences. Folks have got to show up this time.
Nowhere clearer than just north of you in Virginia. Probably 12 years on the air, now it's the biggest story I think I've ever covered in my career in gun rights. I can't think of anything bigger Second Amendment because we've been given this remarkable window to watch and see what they have in store for us should they ever gain that level of power at the federal level. And it's interesting, too, because it's not just gun rights. It's also the beauty and the brilliance of the founders who gave us the Electoral College at the federal level. We've seen that breakdown in Virginia and California and others where Democrats can run roughshod over those of us who don't believe in their politics, and we have nothing to do. You got three or four counties in Virginia right now just north of you controlling the state, and they're claiming a mandate. And we just had one of the most remarkable turnouts of pro-gun rights movement I've ever seen in my life. Your thoughts on that whole Virginia thing?
Well, it is frightening, and I think you're exactly right. That if we elect a Democrat president this fall and keep Nancy Pelosi as speaker, that's what you're looking at for the whole country, and it's scary. And I would just say to the freedom-loving people in the state of Virginia, I've seen some talk that some of the counties are even considering leaving the state and going to West Virginia.
You know, it's crazy, you know, isn't it?
but please don't do that. Stay and fight.
You have to stay and fight. You know, I embarrassed myself a number of years ago, and you know all about national reciprocity. You know what goes on in Illinois. You're very adept at the gun rights movement. A number of years ago on the air, people used to call me all the time back when Daley was running Chicago and had a stranglehold on Springfield. And Illinois residents were literally up in arms. They couldn't do anything. I said, it's time to go, guys. It's like California. You're never going to get your gun rights in your life. And 2 years later, Illinois had national reciprocity, and I was apologizing on the show. And the reason is they said the same thing you said. You've got to stay and fight. Now, prediction for me, and I want you to tell me whether you think I'm right or wrong, but that what we saw, that uprising, which was remarkable in Virginia, I think the Democrats know their days are numbered right now. That I think we might be looking at Virginia red again for another 100 years after this charade.
I think so, and you know, again, I'm focused on getting the House majority back. I want to get rid of Speaker Pelosi.
Let's go there.
The state of Virginia, we lost 3 seats last time. Two of those were Democrats who campaigned as Republicans and said they'll support President Trump, they'll be moderates, and they're not. And so in Virginia, we've got an opportunity to pick up at least 2 seats this election. So I would just say to our friends in Virginia, it's time to go to work and turn out the vote.
How comfortable? I'm in Georgia. You're in between me and Virginia. How comfortable are you with what you're seeing down south now? We've seen a lot. You know, Bloomberg's got his sights set on the Gunshine State down in Florida. We're seeing a demographic shift down there. It's kind of scary. You got Nikki Fried, the only elected Democrat in the Agriculture Department. Why do we care about that at gun rights? Because the Agriculture Department that runs their concealed carry program down there.
That's
right. So it's like a cancerous infection. And I want my listeners to come away from hearing from you guys saying, keep your heads up. We can win this battle because the media's not on our side. If that's where you're getting your news, you think the whole world's falling down.
That's right. But if you travel like I do around the country, the economy's doing well. People are very optimistic. Folks working hourly wages are seeing their wages increase more than anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, President Trump's policies are working. And you combine that with folks like us who understand how important our freedoms are. I believe we're going to take the majority back. I believe we're going to reelect Donald Trump.
I'm with you. I've made that prediction myself. I think it's going to be a landslide. Let's talk impeachment briefly. Wow. I had a call from a friend of mine last night. He said, you watching any of that? I said, no, I'm at the SHOT Show. I think the only people that are watching that are Democrats and people who hate Trump. The rest of the country's paying no attention to this. So you get that feeling?
I do. And everybody recognizes for what it is. I mean, the day President Trump was inaugurated, the headline of the Washington Post was "The Impeachment Begins."
Yes,
this has been a farce from the beginning. If you're wondering whether it's a farce or not, look at the fact that Nancy Pelosi told us all last year this is urgent. We have to do it now. We have to rush and do it before the end of the year. And then she sat on the articles of impeachment through the holidays and didn't even forward it to the Senate.
Where was the urgency? Where was the urgency? And I caught a little bit of it. My hat's off to Mitch over in the Senate. He's doing a great job over there, and he's stifling him after 12 or 13 hours last night, about 1:40 in the morning. You know, with Schumer running his mouth, we finally got him out of there. Nadler, you know, it's just when I see this go on, and I have to believe the rest of the country can see through Adam Schiff and Nadler. I mean, these are bold-faced lies.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mitch McConnell's like the honey badger. He just doesn't care.
Yeah, that's right.
He's just going to keep doing the right thing.
And, you know, I'd never heard him called a honey badger before. I get the visual of Mitch McConnell. Yeah. I like that. We're going to do that. All right, let's go with the last 2 minutes that we have here anyway, the last minute that we have, actually. Gun rights. As gun owners across America listening to this program from New York City all the way to California and across the Fruited Plains, what do we need to know? What advice can you give us as we move to 2020? What could be a frightening election if the outcome isn't what we want?
This election is everything. And not only do you, if you're listening to this, have to vote, you've got to go out and educate your friends and neighbors and make sure they're voting. And it's not just voting for President Trump. It's not just voting for a conservative congressman. It's all up and down the ballot. You know, in the state of North Carolina, we have a Republican legislature. We have a majority Republican congressional delegation.
Right.
But the Democrats have taken over our state courts.
That's right.
We went from a one-seat majority to a 6-1 Democrat majority on the state Supreme Court. And why does that matter? Eric Holder just sued a couple months ago and had our congressional map thrown out.
That's right.
We lost two Republicans before the filing even began, and my seat became a lot less Republican. And so those educating yourself about those judicial races and making sure that you're not just pulling the lever for Donald Trump, but you go up and down that ballot voting for conservatives.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to tell you, like this right now, we're all Virginians right now. We're all Americans. And we see in North Carolina, it's a great example. I'm glad you brought that up. How many judges, and this is why the Democrats hate him so much, he's changing the makeup of those courts. We are three judges away from flipping the Ninth Circus. Who would have ever thought that? Congressman Hudson, thank you so much for being here. Glad to see you. Keep up the good fight. We've got your back. You're welcome on air anytime.
I appreciate it. Thanks for what you do, being that voice for freedom.
Thanks for being on SHOT Show with us. Thanks, Congressman. We appreciate it very much. We'll be back right after this. I promised you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Man, oh man, they're just pouring in here today. We just heard from Representative Richard Hudson from North Carolina. I can't think of anybody better to follow him than Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon, who had one hell of a day Monday.
Yeah.
Getting here. You did, Rich. You drove down to Richmond, right?
Yeah, Sunday night, drove down to Richmond, did radio on the ride down. Got up early to cover the Richmond gun rights rally.
Great job on that, by the way. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Great rally, really impressive stuff. And then immediately from there, drove back up, did more radio, two more radio shows, edited a video with my lovely cameraman and editor, Zach Hanover. Big shout out to him. He's part of what makes everything work. A big part. And then, yeah, flew 7 hours to Vegas. So got in at like, was like 1 a.m. Eastern time, I think. So that was a hell of a day.
That, a very long day. And I saw your Instagram that said there's nothing more depressing than the Vegas Strip at 7 a.m. So I had an idea that you had one heck of a day. You know, I was watching on Monday. We were here broadcasting. We've been here broadcasting since Sunday. Mm-hmm. So 2 days before the show opened. And it, remarkable stuff. Was watching your feed throughout the day. And as we were on the air, this information was coming into us. And it was just incredible. Thank you for the work you were doing. What, I mean, the freedom on display in Virginia. The governor was looking for trouble. I can tell you wanted trouble. He didn't get it. How many people you think were there? You were inside the fence, outside the fence. Tell us about the rally.
You know, I would easily tens of thousands. It's hard when you're on the ground. You know, I've been to a number of these big events. I was at March for Our Lives a couple of years ago. I was at the Eagles Super Bowl parade, of course.
Yeah, you wouldn't miss right that. I wouldn't expect you to miss that.
I was there for that, for sure. I'll tell you that much. And then, you know, so when you're in these huge crowds on the ground, it's hard to tell. You can't get you can't go around and count people, but certainly one of the largest crowds I've been in. So tens of thousands easily.
Well, you know,
probably a little bigger than what the estimates I've seen online. That's
okay. Well, yeah, they're saying 22,000.
Yeah, definitely more than that, I would say.
It certainly looked like it.
It was crowded. You know, the streets were packed with people, you know, shoulder to shoulder for probably, surrounding the Capitol area. Probably like 5 or 6, 7 blocks of that around it were
packed.
And
that didn't make it in some of the aerial shots we saw from the center. You only saw the two pens, basically, right?
Yeah, so the roads all around the Capitol grounds were packed with people, essentially. And then in the Capitol grounds, especially during the speeches, that got packed up, too, with probably another 10,000 or so.
Did you speak?
I didn't speak, no.
You should have. You should have.
Well, you know, someone's got to go and cover and interview everyone and do all that stuff. So,
yeah, but
so
you can do that before you speak and after you speak. But nah, you're right. From it, because you go in there as a journalist. That wouldn't be fair for you to get up there. So I apologize.
But it was just a huge. Plus, they had so many great speakers. Stephen Wilford,
hero from. You know, Stephen Wilford, by the way, I'm glad you mentioned him. He's coming on the program soon.
As well.
Yeah, good stuff. He's coming on soon. He's a great interview. I can't wait to bring him
really
to the show.
Is. I mean, he has a lot to say, and he knows from experience, obviously, what happens in those.
Go ahead and remind listeners what he did.
Situations, because he was the one who stopped the Sutherland Springs shooter. He ran out barefoot with his AR-15 and had to shoot through that guy's body armor that he was wearing, and was able to do it and stop him from killing more people. He was the first responder. The police weren't there until much later.
Yeah, and you know, I like the term that we come up with now. He's the immediate responder. You can call the first responders.
Sure.
But immediate responders, he was the guy on scene.
He was the civilian on scene. You know, he'd been a certified firearms instructor, you know, lifelong gun owner type guy. And he said, you know, I asked him directly, like, you know, some people say it would have been better if neither one of you had an AR-15 or whatever. And he said that's not the case. First of all, I probably wouldn't have been able to make the shots that I made with a handgun because it was such a far distance. He was moving. You know, he had to start shooting immediately because this guy was murdering people, right?
Incredible. So, just incredible.
You know, and he said, you know, even if you did, we've had these situations happen in France and European countries where guns are essentially totally banned. And it didn't stop the bad guys from doing it, but it did restrict the good people like
so
him.
He was wild, guaranteed. His point of view. He was wildly received on the Capitol steps.
Oh, absolutely.
He had to be. Everybody knows who he is.
Yeah, and I mean, that rally, honestly, you know, it's interesting because, you know, people are there. They're upset about what the Virginia Democrats are trying to do with the gun control proposals they're trying to pass. But the atmosphere on the ground was very jovial. People were very happy. It was like a meetup atmosphere.
No, I'm not buying it. I saw what the governor said. I mean, I saw these. From what I heard, there was nothing but racists there. There were nothing but white supremacists, not a neo-Nazi flags, tons and tons of Confederate flags flying, right?
No.
There wasn't one of any of those, was there?
No. I mean, I saw a half American, half Confederate flag, which I thought was weird, but that was
okay.
It. There's one. And I didn't see any outward displays of racism at all. From anyone in the crowd, and there are
Wait a minute. Let's get it straight. Except from Blackface Northam and the Blackface in the Hood.
Well, yeah, there was no one wearing blackface or a KKK.
The hypocrisy there, yeah. Except the photograph of him in his college yearbook somewhere in the governor's mansion.
That's right.
The hypocrisy here is not lost
on
the show.
You know, people were very, very happy essentially with each other. People were happy about the turnout. Everyone was calm and nice to each other. People were handing out snacks to each other, and people were signing. I mean, it was a political rally. The people were signing petitions to call Northam and to register to vote, things like that. You know, and there was music playing. There was a dude playing a fife. You know, it was a very happy, you know, very calm, very jovial sort of atmosphere at the rally. You know,
any weed smoke in the air?
No, not that I saw.
I'm sorry, that's the March for Our Lives rally. Let me apologize. Hey, question for you. The governor, you're very well in tune with this. I mean, you're writing definitive pieces on what's happening in Virginia, the most important story, I believe, in our lifetimes relative to 2A, because of its implications and its ramifications going forward. Is any of this making a mark on blackface hood-wearing Northam at all, or the Democrats? I mean, you only going to need to flip two, make sure this doesn't happen.
I do think it's had an impact, the sanctuary movement plus the rally on Monday. I do think it has had an impact. It is almost certainly not going to stop all of the gun control bills from passing because of the dynamics at play. I mean, the gun control groups spent a lot of money to get the houses flipped in Virginia. They wildly outspent the gun rights.
So Bloomberg's money is going to be the cause of this.
There will be gun control. There will probably be universal background checks, maybe a red flag bill, one gun per month. But the thing about that is, even with those passing, They've been moderated from what they originally were.
Right, I understand
because
that.
Because of this movement. So there has been an impact. The universal background check bill, for instance, is good on actual sales, not transfers, which is different from most other states.
But that's a smokescreen. Let me say this. It's a smokescreen. Here's why. They knew they could do that. They knew they could come forward and go, hey, look, yeah, you guys had an impact on us. That Democrat in that red district's going to be able to say, look, you know, we brought these down for you. Now you got a permit. Okay, you can buy more than one gun a month if you have this or whatever. If you're just transferring a gun, it's okay. The fact of the matter is, guess what passes? Universal background checks, red flag laws, and one gun a month.
Yeah.
And there's nothing stopping them from amending these things next year, the year after, or the year after.
No, that's true. And I think as far as like this, the real dangers of the more radical laws getting into effect are going to be down the line if Democrats hold control even after all of this. I think they'll probably pass more and more radical.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that, though.
But I do think that there has been effect, this is what I'm saying. There has been an effect, and I think if people keep up the pressure, it will continue to show. They did pass the red flag bill through the Senate today, but they still has a long way to go for all these bills. There's still a chance of blocking the assault weapons ban.
Of course. All right. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to get it from the Free Beacon. Free Beacon, Stephen Gutowski, thank you for rolling into town, man. That was a long trip. Appreciate it very much. You know we love you here on Armed American Radio. Wow, when we come back, Justin Moon, the CEO of Carr Arms, is going to be here. Back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. As I say, and I'm going to keep saying it, you never, ever know who's going to come walking up to the booth. Justin Moon, pleasure. CEO of Car Arms. Get you closer up in front of that microphone. It is a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Car Arms, and when we talk about Car Arms every single day, there you go, every single day, coming to you from the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Thank you, sir, for your support of Armed American Radio and in defense of the Second Amendment on hundreds of radio stations around the country. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on. We love the Second Amendment, and we want to do everything we can to keep it.
Before we went on, the conversation here was, wow, it's a crazy time.
It is. It's insane.
What, tell me your thoughts as a CEO. Now, first of all, you're based out of Greeley, Colorado.
Yeah.
Or Greeley, Colorado. Greeley, Pennsylvania. I know why. Can you tell my listeners why you're not back up in New York? Did it have anything to do with the SAFE Act?
I had to leave New York because of the SAFE Act. I was actually on, right about to sign a contract to buy a property in New York for factory expansion. And during that week, Governor Cuomo signed the SAFE Act without, you know, anybody really knowing about it, right under the radar. And so I made a determination at that point, there really is no future for my business in New York, and we had to walk away from that deal.
Good for you.
We hopped the border, and we looked for a place in Pennsylvania.
And it didn't take you long to make that decision either. And, you know, that was big news in the firearms community, and I think that set a precedent for other companies around the country. Now, you went to Greeley. Greeley's pretty close to the New York border.
It's right on the New York border. It's only, we're only about 15, 20 minutes in from the border, so.
But it's a whole different world.
It's a whole different world.
And as
the
you were talking about.
Different.
Yeah, exactly. And as you were talking about with my producer Joe over here as well, that's the part of the most important area of the state of Pennsylvania. Right. 17 vote swing shift to
70,000.
70,000.
Yeah, 70,000. Pennsylvania went for Trump with only a 70,000 vote margin, and 70,000 of those votes came from Northeast Pennsylvania.
So. Wow. So that makes, how does that make you feel?
Well, my vote's really important.
Yes, it is very important. Thank you, man. I'm telling you, it really is.
Pennsylvania is a swing state for the presidency.
Right.
So Trump has to win Pennsylvania to be president.
Well, I think he's going to pull it out again in 2020. I feel pretty confident.
We'll be doing everything we can to support his campaign.
I know you will.
Make sure we bring him over the top.
Now, what did it mean when you made the move? I don't want to dwell on that, but you had a lot of employees in New York.
Yeah.
How did that impact them?
Well, we were able to move a lot of our headquarters staff to New York.
Okay.
And we of course, also have a factory in Massachusetts, and now we are in process of bringing more operations out of that state into a pro-gun state.
So you're going to be bringing some of Massachusetts off into Pennsylvania
step
as well?
Step by step, we're going to be bringing more of our operations out of anti-gun states to pro-gun states.
Oh, that's such a message. That is such a message. Thanks for doing that.
It means
so much.
It's really important because society today is really becoming divided. And some of the language coming out of the Democratic Party, it's like, which planet are you from? Where is this stuff
coming from? Isn't that crazy, man? You know, in the first segment of this hour, right before you, I had Richard Hudson, representative from the 8th District in North Carolina, on.
Right.
And I asked him the same question that you just said, and I asked a sitting congressman, what is happening? And he said, it's almost like they're on a different planet. They're just not playing by the, I guess they've been outed. But have you ever seen anything like this?
It's very strange. I've never seen anything like this in politics in my lifetime. I mean, one of the more shocking things which has come out in the last couple of weeks is, I don't know, have you heard about or seen the Project Veritas video on Bernie's campaign?
Yes, yes.
And what they're talking about there is just unbelievable. They want to put 50 million Americans in camps and kill 25 million of us?
I mean, it's hard to believe that in 2020 that we're even having this conversation in America today. You know, I made the comment. I think you'll agree.
Hey, I'm Bernie. Vote for me. I'm going to kill 25 million Americans.
But this guy's on tape and on record and communist. I mean, the guy's a communist.
He's a communist.
He's a flat-out communist, which is an enemy of this country. It's just as mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
And he has a real chance of getting that nomination. Here's what I asked.
He's the leading candidate.
Here's what I asked.
You know, my dad was in a communist concentration camp for 3 years in South Korea.
Exactly. So it is here we are sitting together having this conversation in America at the SHOT Show. It's crazy. I asked Representative Hudson, I asked Representative Budd and Curtis, who has Chaffetz's seat. Jason's out in the third in Utah. And I asked every single one of them, did you ever think in recent memory that we would see Nancy Pelosi literally trying to pull her party back to the right? What in the world is happening?
I think the Democratic Party has gone full-blown communist.
Well, I think they've always been. I think they've just been outed now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think what's happened is, I think if you go back philosophically, we can go back to where Obama kind of planted that seed, right? And they didn't get the result with the water they were using at the last election, and Trump stepped in the way. Thank God Trump stepped in the way.
CIA Director Brennan was a former communist.
Correct.
And
correct.
I believe Obama was. And the weathermen in the 1970s, they had the same program of wanting to kill round up 50 million Americans and kill 25 million of them. So it's crazy stuff. And the Democratic Party seems to have adopted the platform of the weathermen.
I sit here shocked, and I sit here thinking to myself that the next election in this country is a referendum between socialism and capitalism. Or even farther left than socialism,
that.
Right?
It's like a vote. Am I going to be alive after this election? Because we know the NRA members are on that list to be executed.
I mean, it's absolutely insanity. Let's talk briefly with the limited time we have. So many different directions I want to go with you. Virginia, I believe that to be the biggest Second Amendment story so far we've seen in many, many years. This remarkable window we've been given by the Democrats in Virginia, the socialists, to see what they want to do for us at the national level if they win up the top, right?
Yeah.
Your thoughts on Virginia?
My thoughts on Virginia are this. You know, the founding fathers gave us the Second Amendment just for this time for a president like Bernie Sanders who wants to kill 25 million Americans. The Second Amendment gives us a right to tell politicians like that, well, you may want to come and take my property and kill me, but I'm going to have a little bit of say in that. And with my gun, I'll vote no. And I think that's what Virginia is all about. It's about, you know, you have a tyrannical governor who feels he can do whatever he wants to the people. He feels they can violate their rights, take away due process, take away their right to bear arms and to have property and to have their own conscience. And basically, he's riding roughshod over the people there.
And with four counties basically making the decision over the rest of the state, he's claiming a mandate. I mean, we live in crazy, crazy, crazy times. It really, truly is a remarkable time to be alive in this fight.
What's even crazier is I hear that West Virginia, in their constitution, allows, more counties from Virginia to succeed and join West Virginia.
Representative Hudson and I were just talking about that a couple segments ago.
Wouldn't it be amazing if 90% of the Virginia counties succeeded from Virginia and joined West Virginia?
And you know what he said? You know what the representative said? He said, don't do that. He was literally telling listeners in that area, don't do that. Stay. We need you to fight. Right. We need you to fight for posterity's sake. You know, and I mentioned to him that many years ago, I told people when Daley was running Chicago, just get the hell out. Get out.
Right.
I mean, you guys don't stand a chance. And guess what happened? I was apologizing a couple years later because all of a sudden, when they fought so hard, Illinois State Pistol and Rifle Association, the NRA, and others, Second Amendment Foundation, as you know Alan Gottlieb, winning those cases in Illinois. He's a wonderful guy. And all of a sudden, they had CCW in Illinois, and I was apologizing. I was eating a lot of crow, and I tell people, no, you do, just like in states like Jersey, states like New York. You got to stay and fight. New York has a problem with New York City controlling the electorate.
Right.
Do you think, I'll ask you the same question I asked the congressman, do you think we can get the states to eventually put together some form of electoral college that we have at the federal level so we can stop this californication of states across the country?
I think the founding fathers already established the electoral college system just for that purpose, and it's a good thing that it's still there. The Democrats want to tear it apart.
They want to wipe it out for this election.
Vote. And we know the reason why they want to do it, because in the big cities, they cheat. I mean, let's face it.
And they control everything. Elizabeth Warren just said, I think about a week before shot, I intend to be the last president elected with an electoral college.
Right.
Now, I thought, well, you don't stand a chance anyway, but you never know. You've got Mike Bloomberg, who's financing all of this crazy gun control scheme, who can't walk away.
Right.
I'm hopeful, and I'll tell you why I'm hopeful, Justin. Because we saw Swalwell make it a center point of his campaign, bye-bye. We saw Kamala Harris make it a center point of her campaign, bye-bye. Beto O'Rourke, hell yes, we want to take your AR-15s, make it a center point. He couldn't get over 1%, bye-bye. And the latest, Cory Booker. Now the media is doing their bidding and silencing the gun control debate. We haven't heard about it on any of the on the debate stages.
But
it's going to rear its ugly head in the general, though.
Don't you find it terrifying that a major party candidate is talking about killing 25 million?
I find it incomprehensible that we even have to bring it up and talk about it. It's unbelievable to me.
It's unbelievable.
Thank you, Justin, for being here. Armed American Radio, we'll be right back from the SHOT Show floor. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. there's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is segment four from SHOT 2020. What an amazing hour. Segment one, Representative Richard Hudson from North Carolina. He walked right up. Had no idea it was going to be. You never know who's going to be at SHOT. Segment two, Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon off of literally a whirlwind tour in Richmond, Virginia for the biggest story, covering it for the Free Beacon. Nobody can do what he does like he does it. Everything he writes is a definitive piece. Justin Moon, the CEO of Carr Arms. Every day, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios comes to you from this Carr Arms Platinum microphone. And then, lo and behold, who walks up but my dear friend, Charlie Cook.
What is happening, Mark Walters?
Charlie Cook from Riding Shotgun with Charlie.
Absolutely. I'm going to start a new hashtag. Hashtag Mark Walters made me famous.
And that would be true.
It would be true.
That would be true. I like taking credit for that, but you got to remember, you're only famous. Anybody knows who you are. Nobody knows who you are. You ain't famous.
This is true. I love telling my kids when I come to these events with GRPC or the SHOT Show, and people will come up and I'll say, hey, my name's Charlie Cook. I'm Charlie from Riding Shotgun with Charlie. They're like, oh, you're that Charlie. And if I had my kids with me, then they'd think I'm cool. But I don't, and they still go, eh, you're just dad.
They would think your kids don't think you're cool?
My kids don't think I'm cool. Come on, I'm their parent. I'm their dad. They don't think I'm cool.
I don't know. My kids think I'm pretty cool.
Well, yeah, you got a cool job.
But I have cool... It is a cool job, isn't it?
It is a cool job.
I mean, I get to sit here and talk with some of the greatest people on earth about the coolest topics in the world.
Oh, man.
And boom, the conversation's out so everybody can benefit from it, learn from it, educate themselves from it, have fun listening to it, because it's entertainment. It's entertainment first. If we can't sit here and entertain, we can't get our jobs done. And, you know, it's interesting that we can bring together entertainment and the right to bear arms, and because if we're not having fun talking about it, it shows.
It's absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? And I don't talk to them. I talk about them. Ain't no Hannity and Combs things going on back and forth here where some moron over here screaming at a moron over here and everybody just wants to flip the dial. Right. And that's why we don't do that, because I got sick of those television shows.
Mm.
People said, oh, man, I can't wait. You're going to have the anti-gunners. I'm like, why would I put those losers on my show and waste your time? You can hear their garbage all day long in the mainstream press.
Everywhere else.
Why? Well, this is your time, dude.
Absolutely.
Kick back with a Lead Slinger's whiskey while resting your head on a MyPillow, perusing gunbroker.com, after you got done sipping on a Defender coffee. You see what I'm saying?
While you were cleaning
your North American arms, your car arms, right, and your Bursa, who are all here. We're going to be talking to all of them. We've already had Justin on.
Mm.
And kick back and listen to Armed American Radio and you know, reads your Ammo Land columns and check your Personal Defense Network by personaldefensenetwork.com/AAR. You see how this all ties together here?
This is why he's a highly trained profession. This is why it's your job and fun for me. Not fun, not that it's not fun for you, but this is why you're the pro.
It is fun. So we go back a little ways.
We do. It was 2016 when I interviewed you in Minneapolis.
That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. I think I deleted your voicemail because I can't find it. I got a voicemail from you. I was at the airport in Midway, Chicago, and I listen to my voicemail, and you're like, hey, this is Mark Walters. Look, here's my phone number. I had a great time doing the show. Call me. Let's see if we can do something with this. And I'm like, okay, what does he mean? What are we going to do? I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, here you are sitting in SHOT Show on Armed American Radio. We must have done something, right?
Absolutely.
It's great.
You called me 2 days later, and you're like, hey, do you want to speak at the Gun Rights Policy Conference on the panel
of
people that use new media to promote gun rights? And I said, absolutely.
It was a perfect fit. I had a lot of fun with that. I love that concept. That whole sitting there talking about guns, driving around, you know, and it was the year before at because I broadcasted 9 straight years from 1280 The Patriot there on the Midway at the Minnesota State Fair. And you're not from Minnesota. You're from Massachusetts, but you were out there.
Yep.
And what brought you? Why did you go from Massachusetts to?
So when I had the Riding Shotgun idea, I realized that my studio is just these GoPro cameras, and I can put it in a toolbox, and I can take it anywhere. So I'm like, I can take the show on the road. This will be cool. I was friends with Lee's wife.
We don't want inside baseball. Lee is from 1280 The Patriot.
Right.
He's the program director, and that's why I was out there. That's how we kind of got together, right?
Yes. Lee's story is Chapter 5 in Lessons from Unarmed America. I was friends with Lee's
wife. That's my book?
Yeah.
Who wrote that book?
Mark Walters, the famous Mark Walters, and some other guy.
Lessons from Unarmed America. Right. You can buy that book. I'm glad you mentioned it. I never mentioned the books on there. Thanks for doing that.
That you wrote with Rob Pinkus. We got to put that in there, too.
Right. Forward by Ted Nugent. Let's not forget that.
This is why he's the pro.
Well, you keep bringing it up. I wasn't going to say anything about it.
That's all right, man. So I was friends with Lee's wife from sometime back in the mid-1990s, and I read his story in your book, and I said, boy, I could go out to Minneapolis and interview Lee and talk about all this on my Riding Shotgun with Charlie show.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
No?
No.
And, yeah. And so Lee's like, hey, if you come out this weekend, this is the Minnesota State Fair. You could probably get Mark Walters. I'm like, Mark Walters is big time.
Can I tell you something? Cool. I'm going to bum myself out here.
I thought she came out for me.
Oh, I did.
I'm just kidding with you. I'm just kidding with you. That was fun. It was too easy of a shot to take at you, Charlie. Man.
I thought it was big time. I don't know what I can do. Like, this is really cool. And then when you call the next day and you're like, we can do something with this. I'm like, I don't know what we're gonna do, but I'm in, man. I'm in. This will be fun. This will be cool.
Oh, now you speak at the Gun Rights Policy Conference every year.
Every year.
You know, the new media, you do great work. You got tons of subscribers out there. How many people have seen your gun grams where you fire the Glocks while you're playing the trumpet, which is, I mean, you do these things for pay. People pay you for gun grams from all over the world.
I love this. I stopped counting. They've been viewed 20 million times.
20 million times
that I can, you know, I can see that this has been viewed this many times. You have 50,000 views here, a million views here. Alien Gear Holsters put up the Let It Snow gun gram, and it got 5 million views in a weekend.
You know, I was laughing so hard when I watched that.
I remember listening to you. You're cracking up when
I was playing it for my listeners, and I was on the floor. I don't know what it was about that.
Yeah.
I guess it was just the tune itself. It was the whole thing. It was the whole concept, and it just made me laugh like crazy out loud.
You know what is totally cool? 3 years ago, I got a phone. I'm a band teacher at a bunch of schools, and I got a phone call on a Thursday morning. I'm just about to do a concert. I get a phone call or a text message from you, and you're like, hey, are you going to be on Fox News? And I'm like, what? You're like, they're talking about something with Christmas carols and guns. Are you going to be on Fox News? I'm like, it's probably those guys from Black Rifle Coffee with all their cool, mm-hmm. you know, fully automatic stuff that they're playing to Christmas tunes. And you're like, oh, yeah, that might be what it is. But it wasn't me. I'm like, I looked at my principal. I'm like,
I didn't mean to scare you.
I was hoping I was on.
Well, I mean, the concept, the whole deal, that's what it sounded like, because I remember asking you about that.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, I thought, you know, we know a few people at Fox News. It wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for that to have happened. And
sure.
You got a unique concept. I could see you one day sitting on the curvy couch with all of them cracking up while they're showing the video.
I would love to.
Like, you see Ainsley Earhart going, so what gave you that idea anyway? How'd you get that? I think it's wonderful. My gosh, look at that. Oh, Charlie, thanks for being here, man.
Listen, you're going to enjoy the show, right? I'm having a great time. I did a couple interviews this morning. I got a couple interviews this afternoon, and I'm trying to find sponsors for my show.
Where can people find you? Quick before we got to cut out.
Riding Shotgun with Charlie. If you can watch videos on YouTube and Gunstreamer, you can listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, Hour 1. What an amazing hour, by the way. I'm glad you could participate in it here from the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. We're going to be back in the next hour with Alan Gottlieb and two more congressmen. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's a surprise for you. Well, it's not, because we ran it earlier in the week. So it's going to be an encore. That's how good it was. And a whole bunch more stations are going to be listening. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We'll be back in the next hour after this from SHOT Show in Vegas. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.